Lights Out Colorado is a joint effort by Audubon Rockies, the Colorado chapter of the International Dark Sky Association, Denver Audubon Society, and some municipalities that are involved as well. There's the city of Denver, the city of Fort Collins. We're trying to get other cities on board. And so the problem is lights, artificial light created by humans, attracts birds and disorients birds when they're migrating at night. And over 80% of our migratory bird species migrate at night. And so this light can be disorienting them, where yes, it can cause collisions with buildings and windows, but also it can cause them just to circle in confusion, burning through precious energy stores that are needed for these multi-thousand mile trips where birds are going from Canada into Central and South America. And as they're passing overhead, anytime they get knocked off course because of storms, anything like that, they already have enough stressors. And then you add in artificial light that can draw them in, and it adds just more stress to an already stressful time in their annual life cycle. And they're doing this twice a year. And so that's the problem. And the solution is fairly simple. And what we're asking for is in the spring and in the fall, that everyone just shuts out their lights that, you know, aren't needed for safety reasons, or shade your windows if you're talking indoor lights, but shut out your lights starting at dark until morning. Or long-term solutions, shield your lights, add shielding to your lights so it focuses the light to the ground where you need it and it doesn't bleed into the sky, creating that artificial, that sky glow. And other long-term solutions, if you need safety lights, changing them to motion activated. If you leave lights on in buildings, shading the window so that that light doesn't escape the building. So very simple solutions that we're asking people to participate by just simply shutting out your lights. And for right now, we're asking from now through the end of September, just shut out your lights. It's as simple as that. And other small steps that can be taken for the future, but for short-term goals right now, shutting out your lights can save a lot of birds.
So some of these things are free and actually would save money if big skyscrapers would turn off more of their lights. And some of the things, such as shielding or motion detectors, might cost money. How do you convince corporations or building owners to do the right thing for the birds?
Well, you know, obviously the monetary part of it is always going to play a role, going from leaving a light on 24 hours a day or even 12 hours a day and turning to motion activated. They're going to save more money in the long term. And shielding actually helps. If you have lights up for safety, if light is escaping up into the sky, then the safety light is not serving as much of the role as it needs. Whereas when you add shielding, it focuses the light all down to the area that you're trying to light for safety. And so it just improves the safety and the cost effectiveness of lighting. And then also there's just the ethic of just wanting to have a healthier community, because this is also all healthy for humans. Having bright artificial light all night long, it's not good for human health as well as bird health. And so, you know, you're serving multiple groups, human and bird, and probably other wildlife and people that want to go out and enjoy the night sky by, you know, making these small, simple steps. And again, just the easiest, and as you mentioned, the freest, is to simply shut out your lights from now through the end of September if they're not necessary.
How can people find out more information about this, and also how they might be able to help request that big building owners do the right thing and shut off the lights?
To learn more about Lights Out Colorado, simply Google search Lights Out Colorado. And all the top options are all of the web pages from the various partners to provide more information about the Lights Out Colorado program. But also, it allows those who are going to be shutting out their lights to take the pledge and to put their name on this growing list of, you know, close to 400 people, I think right now is where we're at, in people who've taken the pledge and are shutting out their lights during migration season. And then there's also information on how to contact building owners if you don't know them, if you do know them, how to contact city officials, county officials, you know, just government officials to have that role played in it as well, because a lot of artificial light is coming from our infrastructure through local government. So we have all information on how to reach out to these various groups and to really start this ball rolling and to make this change that's healthier for birds and humans.
Zach Hutchinson, thank you so very much.
Thank you.